Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really fascinating topic for you today, one that we've had a lot of requests for.
Yeah,
the Código de Ética para Enfermería in Mexico.
It's definitely an important one.
It really is. And, you know, it's not just some list of rules tucked away in a drawer somewhere, right? This is like the ethical compass for nurses across Mexico.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the guiding document that ensures healthcare is delivered ethically with a strong focus on upholding human rights.
And it's backed by some major players too, right?
Oh, absolutely. You've got the Secretaría de Salud, the IMSS, even UNAM is involved, which I think really shows how widely accepted and influential this code is.
Absolutely. So we're talking about a really foundational document here, and one that's built on five core principles, almost like the ethical pillars of Mexican nursing. Would you mind breaking those down for us a little?
Sure. So first up, you have beneficencia and no maleficencia, which basically boils down to doing good and avoiding harm. You know, kind of like the Hippocratic Oath. But the Código goes deeper. It addresses the complexities of modern medicine, like end-of-life care, new technologies, and how to apply these principles in those really challenging situations.
So taking these age-old principles and figuring out how they apply in today's world, that's interesting. What about the other principles?
Next, we have Justicia, which focuses on equitable care without discrimination. And this is super important in a country as diverse as Mexico.
Absolutely.
The code recognizes that things like socioeconomic status, indigenous identity, geographic location, they all create barriers to accessing healthcare. So it urges nurses to actively work towards eliminating those disparities, advocating for vulnerable populations, making sure that everyone receives the same quality of care.
It's not just treating everyone equally in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's about actively working to create a level playing field. That's a powerful concept. What's next?
Autonomía. So this emphasizes respecting patient decisions, and it ties in with the idea of patient-centered care and informed consent. You know, recognizing that patients have the right to make choices about their own health, even if those choices differ from what the healthcare provider recommends.
I can imagine that can get tricky sometimes, especially in a culture where family dynamics can play a big role in medical decisions.
Exactly. That's a great point. And the code actually addresses that directly. It encourages open communication between nurses, patients, families, you know, really emphasizing the importance of understanding each patient's unique circumstances, beliefs, and values.
Sounds like they really thought this through.
Yeah, they really did. And it even offers specific strategies for handling those tough situations, like when a patient's wishes clash with their families.
Wow. So this code isn't just theoretical. It's actually providing practical guidance for navigating these real-world ethical dilemmas. That's impressive.
Yeah.
What about the other principles?
Okay, so we've got privacidad y confidencialidad, which is all about protecting patient information.
That makes sense.
Similar to IPA in the U.S. But the Código goes a bit further. It emphasizes this ethical obligation to protect patient privacy in every aspect of care. You know how you talk about patients, how you handle their medical records. It's really weaving respect for the individual into every detail.
It's not just about following regulations. It's about cultivating a culture of respect and discretion, which I think makes a lot of sense. What's the last principle?
So the fifth one is fidelidad y veracidad, and this really boils down to honesty and trustworthiness in the nurse-patient relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Being transparent with patients, even when it's tough, you know, delivering difficult news, always following through on promises. It recognizes that trust is the foundation for effective care. Without it, the whole system breaks down.
You're right. These five principles seem like a really strong base for ethical nursing practice in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they translate into concrete actions? I know the code goes beyond these principles, right? Mm-hmm. It outlines specific responsibilities for nurses.
Yeah, exactly. Breaks down responsibilities towards patients, towards the profession itself, and even towards society as a whole.
Okay, let's start with those responsibilities towards patients. What stands out to you there?
Well, one thing that I find really interesting is that it goes beyond just providing competent medical care. You know, it really stresses the importance of having a professional but also compassionate relationship with patients, treating them with dignity, empathy, respect, you know, recognizing that they're more than just a medical case.
So that human touch can make all the difference in someone's experience.
Mm.
Are there any other responsibilities towards patients that the code emphasizes?
Oh, yeah. Definitely health education. It's a big one.
Okay.
Nurses aren't just there to treat illness. They're also supposed to actively empower patients to take charge of their own health.
Yeah.
You know, explaining diagnoses, clearly providing resources for managing chronic conditions, even just giving guidance on healthy living.
So it's a much more holistic approach. It's not just about treating symptoms. It's about empowering the patient to participate in their own care. I like that.
Yeah.
So we've talked about responsibilities towards patients. What about responsibilities to the nursing profession itself? What does the code say about that?
Well, it's very clear that nurses have this duty to uphold the integrity and reputation of the profession. And a big part of that is continuous learning.
Makes sense.
The healthcare field, you know, it's always evolving. So nurses are expected to stay current on the latest research, new technologies, best practices, just constantly making sure they're providing the best possible care.
It's like being a lifelong student in a way. You have to keep learning and growing. The code also talks about avoiding competencia desleal, right? Unfair competition. I think that's an interesting point.
Absolutely. It recognizes that competition within the healthcare system, you know, it can sometimes lead to unethical behavior.
Right.
So it's reminding nurses that their primary responsibility is to their patients, not to their own personal gain. You know, collaborate with colleagues, share knowledge freely, don't let ambition compromise patient care.
Putting the collective good above individual gain.
A
powerful message. What about the responsibilities towards society that the code outlines? What does that look like?
Well, this is where you really see the code's broader vision for nursing in Mexico. It emphasizes that nurses have a responsibility to contribute to the well-being of the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So this could involve participating in public health initiatives, advocating for policies that promote health equity, even just being a responsible and engaged citizen. It recognizes that a nation's health depends on a strong and ethical nursing workforce.
It's about seeing beyond the individual patient and understanding how nursing impacts the health of the entire population. That's a really important perspective. But we've talked about the five principles, the responsibilities outlined in the code. What's the big takeaway here? Why is this ethical code so important?
It comes down to ensuring quality healthcare. When everyone is working from the same ethical playbook, so to speak, it creates a more reliable system, one that consistently puts patient well-being first.
So it's about creating a shared understanding of what ethical care looks like.
Yeah.
And what else? What other benefits come from having this code?
Well, it also has a huge impact on trust. When patients know that their nurses are guided by a strong ethical code, it builds a much stronger bond. And that leads to better communication, more patient satisfaction, and ultimately better outcomes for everyone.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to note that the code specifically addresses patient rights too, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. It plays a vital role in ensuring patient autonomy and dignity, reminding nurses that patients have the right to be informed, to make their own choices, and to be treated with respect every step of the way.
So we're seeing the benefits for patients for the patient-nurse relationship. And what about the broader healthcare system? Does the code impact that as well?
Oh, definitely. It acts as a framework for professional regulation, helping to maintain ethical standards across the board. It provides guidance for tackling those tough ethical dilemmas, sets clear expectations for conduct, and makes sure everyone in the healthcare system is on the same page when it comes to ethics.
So it's really a roadmap for navigating the complexities of modern healthcare in a way that prioritizes both individual well-being and the collective good. Now, I'm really curious about this Decalogo that we mentioned earlier. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. The Decalogo is like the top 10 list of ethical essentials for Mexican nurses.
Okay.
It's a concise, easily digestible summary of the core principles. You know, something you can quickly refer back to. It's like having the whole code distilled down into 10 powerful points.
That sounds fascinating. I'd love to hear more about those 10 points. What's the first one all about?
So the first point is all about respecting and caring for life and human rights. It's like the foundation upon which all the other ethical considerations are built. You know, reminding nurses that every patient deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, no matter their background or circumstances.
It really sets the stage beautifully, emphasizing the inherent value of every individual. And what does the second point highlight?
The second point builds on that foundation, stressing the importance of protecting a patient's integrity and providing safe care. And this means not only ensuring their physical safety, but also safeguarding their emotional well-being throughout their healthcare journey.
It's acknowledging that patients are in a vulnerable position and taking every measure to make sure they feel safe and respected in our care. That's important. What about point number three?
So point number three focuses on maintaining a strictly professional relationship with patients. It's a reminder that clear boundaries and appropriate conduct are absolutely crucial at all times.
That professional distance is so important. It helps to maintain trust and ensures that care is provided objectively and ethically. So what's point number four?
This one emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility within the healthcare team. It recognizes that nurses are part of a larger system and their actions have ripple effects. You know, communicate clearly, collaborate effectively, understand your role in the bigger picture.
It's about being a team player and knowing that excellent care requires everyone to work together.
Okay, what about point number five? Point number five reiterates the importance of confidentiality and protecting patient privacy. It's such a core ethical principle that it gets its own spotlight in the Decalogue, highlighting just how crucial it is to safeguard sensitive information and handle patient data with respect.
It's a reminder of the immense trust that patients place in us and the obligation we have to honor that trust.
Okay, we're halfway through the Decalogue. What's point number six all about? Okay, so this one takes a bit of a different angle. It focuses on creating a safe and risk-free work environment. Recognizing that ethical practice isn't just about patient care, it's also about creating a positive and supportive environment for healthcare providers themselves.
That's an interesting perspective. So acknowledging that in order to provide the best care possible, nurses themselves need to feel safe and supported in their work environment. What about point number seven?
This one goes back to the idea of competencia desleal that we talked about earlier. You know, avoiding unfair competition and really encouraging nurses to share knowledge with their colleagues. It's about fostering a spirit of collaboration and mutual support within the profession.
So putting the collective good above any individual gain, right? Recognizing that a strong and unified nursing workforce ultimately benefits everyone. So what about point number eight?
Point number eight emphasizes the importance of staying up to date with scientific and technical knowledge. Continuous learning is crucial in any profession, but especially in a field like healthcare that's constantly evolving.
Absolutely. It's recognizing that learning never really stops and that we owe it to our patients to stay informed and keep providing the best care possible. Okay, we're down to the last two points of the Decalogue. What does point number nine highlight?
So this one encourages nurses to actively contribute to the development and dignity of the profession. You know, take pride in your work, strive for excellence, and help elevate the standards of nursing as a whole.
It's seeing nursing as more than just a job. It's a calling that demands our best effort and unwavering commitment to ethical practice. And finally, point number 10, what does it say?
Point number 10 brings us full circle, emphasizing the importance of teamwork and collaboration. You know, reminding us that providing the best possible care for patients requires a coordinated effort from everyone on the healthcare team.
It's a great way to wrap up the Decalogue, highlighting the interconnectedness of healthcare and the power of working together towards a shared goal. Now, having explored all 10 points, what stands out to you about this Decalogue? What makes it so effective in communicating these complex ethical principles?
You know what I find fascinating is that it manages to be both comprehensive and concise. It touches on so many vital aspects of ethical nursing practice in just 10 points. Each one is like a little gem packed with meaning, offering a really valuable reminder of our ethical obligations as nurses.
It's like a cheat sheet for ethical decision making, something nurses can easily refer back to in their day-to-day work. What I find really impressive is how it doesn't just list rules, it evokes this sense of purpose and meaning. You know, it's a call to action. A reminder that our actions as nurses have the power to impact not just individual lives, but the well-being of our communities and the integrity of our profession.
Absolutely. It's that sense of purpose that elevates nursing from just a profession to a true calling.
I think that's a great way to put it. So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive. We've explored those five core principles of the Código de Ética para Enfermería in Mexico. The specific responsibilities that it outlines, and even delved into that powerful Decalogue that summarizes its essence.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating exploration so far.
It really has. We still have a lot more to unpack, including the broader impact of this code on healthcare in Mexico and beyond. For now, we'll leave you to think about these ideas and maybe even reflect on how these ethical principles resonate with your own experiences.
And when we come back, we'll be diving deeper into the real-world implications of this remarkable ethical framework. You know how it shapes the culture of nursing, influences patient care, and ultimately contributes to a more just and compassionate healthcare system.
We'll be back soon with more insights and analysis. Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep with us here at The Deep Dive.
It's really interesting how the Decalogue manages to capture so much in just 10 points.
Right. It's like they distilled the essence of ethical nursing into these bite-sized pieces.
Yeah. Each point is a reminder of those core values, you know? Respect, integrity, responsibility, all those things that are so crucial in healthcare.
And I think it speaks to a larger effort to shape the culture of nursing in Mexico.
Absolutely. It's not just about knowing the rules. It's about cultivating a mindset of ethical practice, you know, making sure those values are woven into every interaction and decision.
And what I find really encouraging is that this code isn't static. It evolves, right? They revisit and update it to keep pace with the changes in healthcare.
Yeah, Exactly. As new challenges emerge, they make sure the code remains relevant so it can properly guide nurses through those uncharted waters.
That's so important because healthcare is constantly evolving new technologies, new treatments, new ethical dilemmas.
Exactly. It shows a real dedication to upholding those ethical standards within the nursing profession. You know, they're not just setting it and forgetting it, they're actively engaged in making sure the code stays current and applicable.
I think that's really commendable.
Yeah.
Now, I know we've been focusing on the Decalogue, but I want to circle back to the broader impact of the ethical code as a whole. We touched on it earlier, but it's worth emphasizing just how significant this code is for the entire healthcare system in Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this goes way beyond a set of guidelines for nurses. It really sets the tone for ethical and compassionate care across the board.
It's like a blueprint for how healthcare professionals should conduct themselves, not only with patients, but also with their colleagues, with society as a whole.
Exactly. It's about fostering a culture of respect, integrity, and responsibility within the entire system, you know, making sure everyone is operating from the same ethical foundation.
Right. And that ultimately leads to better care for everyone.
Absolutely. When healthcare providers are guided by those shared values, it creates a much more consistent and dependable system, one that prioritizes patient well-being above all else.
It makes perfect sense. We've been talking about this code specifically in the context of Mexico, but so many of these principles seem universal, don't they?
Oh, totally. I mean, respect, integrity, responsibility, compassion. These are values that transcend borders and professions.
Absolutely. These are things we should all be striving for in our daily lives, no matter what we do.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I think it's really powerful how this deep dive into a code for nurses in Mexico has led us to this broader conversation about universal ethical principles.
It really highlights how interconnected we all are and how these values can serve as a guide for us all.
Exactly. They're not just abstract concepts. They're the building blocks for a more just and equitable society, something we should all be thinking about and working towards, you know?
Well said. So we've got this code specifically for nurses in Mexico, but it sparked a conversation about these larger ethical principles that can apply to everyone. It's amazing how exploring one specific topic can open up all these other avenues of thought.
It really is. And I think that's one of the things that makes this deep dive so compelling. It's not just about understanding a particular set of rules. It's about recognizing the universality of those underlying values and how they can guide us all toward a better world.
Beautifully put. And on that note, I think it's time to shift gears a bit and explore that thought-provoking question you mentioned earlier. How do these ethical principles translate to other professions or even to our personal lives? What does that look like?
I'm glad you brought that up because while this code might be tailored for nurses, the core values it lays out have much broader applications.
Exactly. Respecting others, acting with integrity, taking responsibility for your actions, striving for fairness. These are principles that are relevant no matter what you do, whether you're a teacher, an engineer, a business leader, or simply navigating the everyday challenges of life.
Right. And I think that's what makes this discussion so valuable. It's not just about understanding the ethics of nursing in Mexico. It's about recognizing how those values can guide us all towards a more ethical and compassionate world.
So, for our listener out there, we challenge you. How can you apply these principles in your own life? What does it look like to embody respect in your relationships? How do you demonstrate integrity in your work? And where do you see opportunities to take responsibility for making your community a better place?
And remember, making ethical decisions, it's not always easy. There are going to be gray areas, situations where the right path isn't so clear-cut.
This to help you navigate those tough choices and make decisions that align with your values.
And you know, the Código de Ética para Enfermería en México, it gives us such a great example of how those principles can be clearly defined and put into action within a specific field.
Right. But it's important to remember that the true power of those principles lies in their universality. They can guide all of us towards a more just compassionate and ethical world, regardless of our profession or background.
Well said. It's been a real pleasure exploring these ideas with you and with our listeners today.
Likewise, this deep dive into the ethical bedrock of Mexican nursing has been truly eye-opening. We hope it's inspired our listeners to think about their own values and how they can live a life guided by respect, integrity, and responsibility. It's really remarkable how this conversation about a specific code for Mexican nurses has expanded into this broader exploration of ethical principles.
It just goes to show you that these values are truly universal. You know, they extend far beyond any one profession or culture.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Respect, integrity, responsibility, compassion. These are the cornerstones of a just and ethical society, and they're relevant to all of us.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most valuable takeaways for our listener today. You know, it's not just about learning about this code. It's about recognizing how these principles can apply in their own lives.
Right. So we want to pose a challenge to our listener out there. How can you embody these values in your everyday life? What does it look like to practice respect in your relationships? How can you demonstrate integrity in your work? And where do you see opportunities to step up and take responsibility for making your community a better place?
It's important to remember that ethical decision making isn't always easy. You know, there are going to be times when you face a dilemma and the right path isn't crystal clear.
Absolutely. But that's where having a solid understanding of these principles can really make a difference. They can act as a guide, helping you navigate those tricky situations and make choices that align with your values.
The Código de Ética para Enfermería en México provides such a powerful example of how these principles can be articulated and applied within a specific profession.
But as we've seen throughout this deep dive, the impact of these principles goes way beyond nursing. They can truly guide all of us toward a more just compassionate and ethical world, regardless of our background or career path.
Well said. It's been a privilege to delve into this topic with you and with our listeners.
Likewise. This deep dive into the ethical foundations of Mexican nursing has been a truly illuminating experience, and we hope it's inspired our listeners to reflect on their own values and how they can strive to live a life guided by respect, integrity, and responsibility.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep with us here at The Deep Dive.
Thanks for joining us.